Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. On Tuesday, the day after his team fell 20-17 to the Tennessee Titans, Texans head coach Gary Kubiak took questions from the media, and he started by answering a question about the horse collar penalty called against safety John Beasing late in the contest last night.
Can you talk about that play involving Beasing there at the end where you got hit for the horse collar? Did you look at it? What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not a horse collar, but, you know, it's a judgment call on the field. He just got the jersey, handful of jersey, in the, actually, you know, a little lower than the neck area. But, you know, once it's called, that's what you got to live with, Mark. So
when you talk about critical calls, it's obviously.
Yeah, so, you know, we had them backed up twice. Inside the 8-minute mark in the game, we had them, I think, on the 6 one time and on the 10 one time, and we let them out of the hole both times, you know. So that was, you know, disheartening because we had the game on their end, basically on our end of the field, and, you know, with an excellent chance to win the football game. So them getting out of a hole, which they did well all night long. I think 6 times they started inside the 20. So field position-wise, we were in excellent shape as a team, but we just didn't finish the drill.
Gary, did early on, Vince wasn't running at all, and he said he was watching your corners and man covers, and when they turned their back, he ran. Were y'all not doing that early, or did he just decide to do that late when it be successful?
He said
he was watching the corners, and when they turned their back to run with the receivers, that's when he would run for first down. Were y'all doing that the whole game? Because early he wasn't running.
No, I mean, we played some zone. We played some man, John, and obviously anytime you're man, you're going to run with the receivers. So that's part of it. We spied for him some. We didn't spy good enough. You know, he's a heck of an athlete. He found some lanes, and I think he made 4 or 5 big first downs on third down. So, you know, it was very disheartening. You got to give the kid credit. I mean, he made some great plays, and obviously us trying to contain him in those situations were very important, and we just didn't get it done.
Your decision to give Chris Brown the ball so much, you started Slayton, he averaged 5 yards, hadn't fumbled in 2 games. What about using Chris and not giving Moats a shot either?
Well, we went back and studied ourselves. You know, the times that we gave Chris opportunities in our offense, we were very impressed with what he had done. We played very clean football when he was in there, which we did last night. We played very clean from a standpoint of protecting the football throughout the game. Our protections, he was excellent in protections. He picked up about 2 or 3 safety blitzes that gave us chances to make plays. So, you know, we felt like he needed to be more involved with what we were doing. So that was the rotation that we decided to go with. Steve did some good things. You know, had one play there at the end. I know he'd love to have back the catch. But, you know, that's just the way we decided to go, John. And I wasn't disappointed in either one of them. Obviously, there's only 16 touches to go around running the ball. So that's not a lot. But I thought they both did their job.
What are you most disappointed in about this game, other than losing?
Really, just the way I think the fourth quarter just disappoints me, because we had excellent opportunities on both sides of the ball. Defensively, we had them backed up, and I don't want to be repetitive there. So I really felt good about the flow of the game and where we were pinning, and Matt punted extremely well. And then offensively, you know, we're in a tie game with I think we had 3:40 left, and we had 2 chances to make big plays that could have put the game away or been the difference in the game, and we didn't get that done offensively. So I guess overall disappointment is the last 8 minutes of the game not being able to get it done, because we had excellent opportunities to get it done.
What do you do now about a kicker? Do you continue to show faith? Do you bring in somebody?
Chris is our kicker, and y'all know I have a lot of confidence in him. Obviously, I'm disappointed. Chris is disappointed. We're disappointed as a football team, but we just got to keep working. Nobody knows this business better than Chris. We're going to work extra hard at it. And like I said, we've got confidence in him. We just got to do everything we can to get it corrected, because, you know, I expect him to make those. But more importantly, he expects to make them. So, you know, we just got to make sure that we get that done.
Gary, don't you expect your franchise cornerback not to get beaten by a rookie, not to drop an interception, and not to miss a tackle that could have could have stopped the guy on third down?
Well, I think you're talking about Dante.
Yes.
I think he's about like a lot of players, Barry, coming out of the game. He did some good things. Obviously, we didn't do enough good things to win. They did. So, I think a lot of guys could say that they'd like to have a few plays back.
What's wrong with Mario, Gary? He just does not look like the same.
I would say the same thing for Mario. I think Mario did some good things in the game. Obviously, he didn't do enough because our team didn't win. So he just needs to keep working, and obviously we need him playing well to be successful.
You played well enough to win defensively, giving up 20 at Indy last time. Offense has 17 two games in a row. Are you worried about the offense?
Obviously we need to score some more points, John. I mean, we played a clean football game yesterday. We were good on third downs, no turnovers. We missed one try in the red zone. I think we're 2 for 3, so that opportunity really hurt us. But you're right, when your defense is holding people to 20 in this league, you ought to have good chances to win, and you ought to be winning some games. So, yeah, you're right. We got to find a way to find a few more points. I agree with that.
How do you feel about the quick turnaround with the Colts and seeing them 2 times in 3 weeks?
I'm glad we have a quick turnaround. We need to go play again. If that was tomorrow, it would be fine with me. But we're very familiar with them. They're familiar with us. It's going to be a tough week from a practice standpoint. That was a very, very physical football game yesterday, so I've got to get them mentally and physically prepared to go back and do it again. But I know we're ready to go play again, so it won't be too soon.
Is Wilson out for a while?
Yes, he's going to be out for a while.
Was his big toe? Did he break it?
It's actually two toes, a big toe and the other one, I think. So I don't have all the particulars, but no, he definitely will not play this week, and we'll make a decision on him here in a couple days.
Is Beasley the starter?
We'll see. He came in and did a good job. I'm hoping Barber comes back, coming off that ankle. He was close to being ready to go last night, but didn't think he was ready to do it. So we'll see. Obviously, I think we'll play a lot of people back there.
Gary, what are your expectations with Jacoby and your other health issues that you might have?
Well, Jacoby went all the way up to game time. We worked him out yesterday and just didn't feel good about the progress he had made or the way he worked out for us before the game. And then also, like I think I told you guys, the part of that decision, I had so much confidence in Glenn. I thought he did a heck of a job for us. So I'm expecting Jacoby to go back on the field tomorrow and prove to me and his teammates he's 100% and can go back and help us win. So we'll see. Other than that, health-wise, how are we? D'Amico's got a little ankle. He's going to be day-to-day throughout this week. Joel's got a little shoulder. He'll be day-to-day. I think these guys will be ready to play, but I think we'll be okay other than Eugene.
Gary, do you feel at all, maybe looking back, did you play it maybe a little too safe, didn't take enough chances? You played a turnover-free game but came up short.
No, we took, we had some opportunities for some shots. They played us in a lot of too deep. I guess that's what you're saying, throwing the ball down the field more and stuff. I mean, that's the way they played us. I mean, we called the game to take some shots. Obviously, we only got a few that we were able to take. But, they didn't give up the big play in this game, and they did down there. So, but we had a couple chances to make a few. We made a couple, had a few that we missed. I don't think we played the game conservative at all, if that's what you asked me.
Do you feel the same way about
it? Wasn't called conservative, I don't know.
Do you feel the same way about the last plays and putting Matt Schaub just taking a knee to set up the field goal?
I wouldn't do that any different. I mean, we had a goal. We had to get our football team in field goal position. And, with 8 seconds left, having Chris, right there at a 48, 49-yard field goal, I'm not going to take a chance of a penalty, a sack, or a turnover that would take you out of having any chance to play more football. So I do that same.
Gary, it's like a pall's been cast over the city. Are you worried about the players bouncing back? They bounced back well since you've been here from bad situations. Are you worried this time?
Well, we'll see. Am I worried, John? I worry every day. I worry about a bunch of things. But I told him last night, you can't feel sorry for yourself in this league. I mean, it's a tough league, and it's very, very disappointing. And it's a rough day-to-day for everybody, but we get a chance to go back, and we're going to have to be very, very good to win this week. So we've been doing it a long time. We got to get over it real quick.
Putting the play in the last three so close to lose 4-6-3 against the Colts, does that help you?
Does it help us? I don't know how it helps us. I mean, we got to play better this week than we played them last time. We've been in some good games with them, but they've been making the plays at the end, and you know, they're coming in here 10-0, so we got our hands full, and we'll have to play as good as we can play.
Can you talk about the opportunity to bounce back with the Colts and Jaguars the next two and what you need to do?
Well, I'm worried about one, John. I'm worried about the Colts. I mean, we got to figure out a way to win our sixth game. That's all we can do right now, and obviously we're going to have to play better than we did last night to get that done.